Welcome, everyone. This is Duke Clark, and this is my podcast for Stories for Joshua. Day 5, the day that changed me forever. Yes, I realize that sounds a little dramatic, but it is true once you hear the story. I'm starting to wonder if my childhood sounds too melodramatic. Yes, there were traumatic events, but I know a lot of people who had it much worse than me. I'm only trying to convey events that molded my life as I grew up, and later I'll share how I overcame these events. It was actually a night event that impacted me so deeply. That afternoon, Daddy had seen me wrestling in a neighbor's yard with a boy from school. It wasn't really a big deal. Two punk sixth graders trying to be tough guys, I guess. When I got home, Daddy asked me what I was doing. I said, I had a fight with Blackie. Blackie was the kid's nickname. I don't remember why, but it really wasn't a big deal, and I was just trying to sound tough. Daddy didn't say anything to me, and I thought that was the end of it. That night, after I'd been asleep for a while, he woke me up. He had been drinking, and of course, that was the regular happenings at night. But he told me that he wanted to show me how to fight. I was half asleep and half scared because I didn't know what to do. All of a sudden, he grabbed my hands, rolled on his back, put his foot in my stomach, and proceeded to flip me over his head. If he had explained what he was doing, maybe the result would have been different, but he didn't. As I was flying through the air, I panicked and kept my head up to see where I was going. As a result, I landed face first on a wooden floor. My two permanent front teeth shattered and blood went everywhere. One tooth broke off all the way to the gum line and the other one split diagonally in half, leaving me with half of a tooth. Daddy grabbed my mouth and took me into the bathroom and put my head over the sink so that the blood wouldn't go everywhere. I was crying, of course. Then he left and Mama came in. Finally, the bleeding stopped and I was alone in the bathroom. I looked up in the mirror and opened my mouth and saw the nasty result. My first thought, as a 12-year-old then, was, what girl is going to want me now? Can you imagine? Of course, as a 12-year-old boy just reaching puberty, I guess that was logical, but a little strange. Maybe it just added to my already instilled feeling of rejection. I don't know. For some reason, it took several days for me to get to the dentist, so I had to go to school like that, which made it even worse. The tooth that broke off left an exposed nerve hanging down so that every time I tried to talk or eat or drink or even breathe, extreme pain would shoot up into my head. I finally got it fixed, and the dentist, Dr. Clark, no relation to us, put a false tooth in after he removed the nerve, and to add insult to injury, he put a silver cap over my broken tooth, which I had to live with until I graduated from college. Consequently, I never smiled for any picture taken from me from that point on. Mama didn't want to have my teeth permanently fixed until I finished playing football in college, which is kind of funny, but I understood her logic. She thought that I was probably going to get my teeth knocked out at some point in time, and she'd have to do it all over again. When I did graduate from college, Mama and my stepfather, Swede, at the time, gave me a choice of either getting a college ring from East Carolina or getting my teeth fixed and the silver cap replaced. I chose the latter and finally got a white porcelain cap put on my front teeth. Needless to say, I never liked dentists or going to a dentist because it always reminded me of that pain. Yes, Daddy was sorry. He didn't mean to do it, but it still happened. He asked me to forgive him, and of course I said yes, but now I was jaded. In my heart and mind, I really wanted nothing to do with him. I had no feelings, no connection, and from that time on, I determined that I was on my own. Poor Mama was as sweet as she could be, but she couldn't protect me from Daddy, and I knew it. So from that point on, I never wanted anyone over me. I could show respect, but I was determined to control my own life, and I didn't really trust anyone. That's a lot for a 12-year-old to process, but sadly it served me well over the years, and I was well rewarded for it professionally and socially because very little, if anything, could get to me. I'll tell you more about this and the toll it took on my life later, and more especially how I got out of it, but that's enough for